Look, if we're very, very privileged to lead a full and long and wonderful life, we may reach old age. And when we get there, there is the thought that maybe we may need a little help in our declining years. That's where the great guys and girls offering palliative care services across the Hunter come in. There has been a drive in the Maitland area recently to pick up some new volunteers in this space, and talking with us about that at the moment is the service coordinator, Judith Robertson. Good morning, Judith. I'm going to start with the obvious for you. Why is palliative care so important in our community?
Well, first of all, Mark, thank you very much for this opportunity to talk to you and your listeners. Palliative care is vital for our community to be a compassionate community in supporting and caring for those carers and families at the end of their life. That's why we need palliative care for everyone and equal access to it for that very, very special and at times very, very difficult time of life.
As it stands, Judith, is that service open to everybody? Like, is there enough access, do you think, in the community, or do we need a little bit more work in this area?
Speaking for Maitland, where our service is, the access is, in our service particularly, because we're the non-clinical support with the volunteer support, access is very, very easy and very open to our community. When it comes to clinical access across our state, we all know what's been happening in the news lately, and we know that, there's a lot more that can be better done for our more remote and regional areas.
Mm. So with that in mind, Judith, what do you feel that, beginning that this is the area that you work in, some of those support systems that need to be in place, what do we need to be doing a little bit better?
Wow, what can we be doing better? Well, being aware as a community that the end of life, that there is needed support for families and carers, that not one person or family can do this on their own, that we're all going to die, that it's okay to talk about the dying process, and that support from many areas is essential. So we can do that better, I think, Mark.
Yeah, that's a fair call, because I guess we're all going to be there if we haven't at some stage already. And when your family member's in that spot, you've got to have a great support network around you. Look, there has been a drive recently to get some more volunteers. I know you have got some more people coming on board, Judith. It does really take a special type of person to get involved in this sort of work. What are some of the qualities that stand out for you and your volunteers?
I know for a start that, Mark, they wouldn't be happy you calling them special people for a start, but I suppose that's one of the lovely qualities that we have of our volunteers, that they don't see themselves as special. They see that what they're identifying in their community, that there is a need, and they want to be able to give back to their community in a very special way of support. Most of our volunteers have probably experienced personally the person in their family dying, or even maybe it's their husband or wife, maybe it was one of their children, and they know from first hand what it was like to experience such a time in their life. So with that experience and then going through the training that they need to do to be a volunteer in our community, they put all that together and then go forward in a beautiful way to be a really positive and helpful support to that family.
Mm, well said, Judith, and I don't care what you say. Anybody that is doing that is a special person. So,
I agree with you, Mark.
You can pass that on. Look, for anybody that is thinking about it and maybe it's been on their mind because it has been in the news recently, how can we get involved for palliative care in Maitland area?
Please go to our website, which is info@palliativecaremaitland.org.au. Have a look at our website or call us on 49366582. I'd love to talk with you.
And I'm sure you'll get some response there. Thank you so much, Judith Robinson, Service Coordinator of Palliative Care in the Maitland area. We've got a little bit more information on the Morning Show page at 2NURFM.com. It's 27 past 10.